Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is emerging key forward from the Woodville West Torrens Football Club. It's Jack Lukosius. How are you, Jack?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Thought we'd catch up with you just before Christmas, and particularly this week in particular, because you've been working hard amid the hot conditions at Alberton down with Port Adelaide Football Club. It's part of a placement through your scholarship with the AFL Academy. How are you finding it, Jack?
Yeah, it's been very different. Really good experience. Bit of a step up from what I'm used to, but yeah, it's really good and refreshing looking at some of the players and coaches and, just learning off them all. It's really good.
So you're there all week. Are you involved in completely what all of the other AFL-listed guys are doing?
So we've been partnered up with the first years mainly, the boys that have just been picked up. So we're doing everything that they're doing. We haven't missed anything yet. We've got through everything, and it's been different, but it's been really enjoyable so far.
What have you done so far on the track?
We did a main session on Monday. I was at a really high intensity, and lots of instructions coming at you, and lots of information to take in. So that was really good. And then we've just done some other little craft sessions in the gym and a bit of smaller side activities that are all still really important as well. But it's really good how elite and professional all those guys are, just doing all of it, and they don't fuck off at all. Yeah. It's really good to look at.
And I understand you've got a formidable day ahead tomorrow amid some testing conditions in the heat.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty warm tomorrow when we're doing. I think it's a pretty big day tomorrow, so yeah, that'll be interesting to see how we get through that. But yeah, something I'm looking forward to. Yeah.
And you've got fellow AFL Academy members Jackson Hatley and Luke Valenti there, so nice to have a couple of familiar faces, given that they've been involved in the McDonald's SA under-18 squad with you.
Yeah, they're really good to work with. We've been buddying up together and getting ourselves through it as a group, so we've all been going pretty well, and they're pretty elite the way they go about it as well, so it's good to be working alongside them.
And speaking of working alongside people, have you had much chance to sort of pick the brains and rub shoulders with, I guess, fellow key forward types like Charlie Dixon and Justin Westhoff and the like?
Yeah, I did a bit of work with them on Monday. Charlie's just a big powerful man, and he's pretty hard to get around, but he's really good at talking to me, and even Jack Watts has just been picked up there. He's been very, very vocal, and he's been really good to have a chat with and pretty open. So I'm just trying to pick the brains of all them and try and learn a few things while I'm there. It'll help me.
Funny you raise Jack Watts. He's very similar build and sort of mobility to someone like yourself as well, Jack.
Yeah, I kind of picked that out when I got there and thought he'd be a good person to look off of, and he's been really good. Yeah.
What sort of things have you learned from those guys so far? I know it's early days, but...
Their running is a lot better than what I kind of thought it was from the outside. The way they push through sessions and do extras and get each other through training, and they're all very good with their voice, and very elite with the way they go about it. So more all the little things that add up, yeah.
And what do you think, I know you've still got a little bit of the week to go, but what do you think you'll take away from it in terms of trying to improve in your game?
Probably the more professional athlete side of things, all the stuff they do outside of footy, so like diet and gym and all those, all the little things that they're doing to make sure that their bodies are right, all the recovery, that's probably what I can improve off of the most. Yeah. And it's really good to see the way all they go about it, and all the coaches as well. They're really inviting and want you to ask questions, so that's all really good as well.
Haven't had a copter blast from Kenny Hinckley, have you?
No. That will have been really good. And he's been really nice. So good answer.
Yeah, very genuine man is Kenny. So fantastic. Could be a great experience to work with him. That is for sure. In terms of draft, did you manage to catch up with the AFL draft, the national one recently, and also the rookie draft? No doubt you had a few blokes that you know and mates with that hoping to get picked. It obviously fellow Eagles man in Andrew McPherson got taken, which was good, but no doubt you were sort of probably sitting there thinking this could be me in 12 months time.
Yeah, it was interesting to watch because I've played alongside and against most of the boys that got picked up. So it was really good to see which clubs they were going to. And it was good to see a fair few of the Old Crows picked up a few local boys that I know. So I've been having a bit of a chat to them and asking how that transition's been. And, yeah, they're all really enjoying it. So, yeah, it's exciting, I suppose.
Makes it suddenly feel a bit real for you now that you're within 12 months of it happening, potentially.
Yeah, it really does. And, yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. And one big step towards that is coming up soon after Christmas when you head away with the AFL Academy to the US. You must be looking forward to that trip.
Yeah, that'll be amazing. We're going to a basketball game and a hockey game and touring, I think, maybe an NFL club. So that'll be all really amazing. And then, yeah, the training will be really hard as well. But, yeah, looking forward to that. And with all those boys, that's really good.
And you stay at a pretty elite facility there too, don't you? So you're in a great environment.
Yeah, we're at the IMG Academy in Florida, which is supposedly a really good place to stay at. And, lots of the highly rated athletes across the world do a fair bit there. So that should be a really awesome place to learn at as well.
Do you follow the American sports much?
I watch a bit of basketball, but nothing too massively, no.
Okay. Who do you follow in the NBA? Do you have a team or...?
I'm a Milwaukee fan. I've been liking Giannis lately.
He's a star, and you might get... I know the boys actually went to a Bucks game last year, I think, and they actually got to meet Dele, so...
Yeah, I saw that, actually. I think we're going to a Lakers game, so, that should be really good as well.
You might get to meet Andrew Bogut with a bit of luck, so...
Yeah, maybe.
And so once the academy, that camp wraps up, you come home and, of course, you play that match against a VFL team early in the new year before heading back to your beloved Eagles and a solid block there before national champs.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah, it'd be good to get back to the Eagles and, get back into a bit of a normal routine training with the club. Mm. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to being out there with the seniors. Been doing a bit with them, but, yeah, okay. Probably... after I come back from America, we're a bit more solid with them, so I'm looking forward to that.
And no doubt your game in the prelim final gives you something to take into the next season, plenty of confidence that you can certainly play well at the next level, and let alone in the minor round, but in a big final.
Yeah, it does give me a bit of confidence at training and stuff, and knowing that I kind of belong out there, and it's driving me towards this year, and seeing how far I can go, so yeah, looking forward to it.
Should be plenty of opportunity inside 50 as well. Obviously, the big fella Michael Wunke's retired, so there's certainly a spot there for you.
Yeah, hopefully I can make it my own, but yeah, still a long way to go before the season. The season's on.
Well, terrific, Jack. We thank you very much for your time today. Obviously, tough work for you at the moment, but very rewarding nonetheless with Port Adelaide training as part of your AFL Academy placement. We thank you for your time on Sandford Radio as always, and wish you a great Christmas and into the new year. And yeah, we might touch base with you again after your camp in the US.
No worries, Zach. Thanks for having me.